T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And while I was there as a play-by-play voice of San Diego State, and my favorite player was the star player of the team, Kirk Morrison, so it's a thrill to have him on with us this morning. He is now the pregame and postgame show host for the L.A. Rams. Kirk Morrison, welcome back to 90-10 of the game. Thanks, bub.
Kirk!
Fricky, Hugh, how are we doing this morning?
What's up, fellas? How you doing? First of all, thank you for getting up this early in the morning to chop it up with us. We appreciate that. Man. We really do.
I'm up every day. I got an appointment at the gym at 5 a.m. I go at 5 a.m. every morning. So you guys are on my way into to a workout. So it was good to grab you guys before I start pumping some iron.
Go and get that slang in that iron. And I know how that go. So, Kurt, tell me, what are they saying about the Atlanta Falcons out there in L.A.?
You know, honestly, they're not mentioning much about the Falcons, honestly. I think right now it's really internally about this Rams team. They got embarrassed on Sunday, fellas. Like, to be honest, they got bullied to a point. They got bullied and pumped so bad that they went out and made 3 trades on Tuesday of an off week to say, you know what, we got to fix ourselves before we can even think about going against Atlanta. So that's why it really hasn't been much talk. But I think for me, when I think of Atlanta, I almost kind of compare them to the Rams, as don't fall into the trap that the Atlanta Falcons have fallen into in terms of what the Patriots did to them. If you think about it, a couple seasons ago, after Super Bowl, was that 51, Atlanta Falcons, they lose that Super Bowl. They did not win the division the following year, yet they did come in and make the playoffs and beat the Rams in the wild card round. Then last year they didn't make the playoffs, and now they're off to a slow start again in 2019. So my thing to the Rams is don't fall into a similar trap after losing to the Patriots in a Super Bowl.
Right, exactly. Kirk Morrison, if you're a Raiders fan.
I didn't even think about it like that.
If you're a Raiders fan, Kirk Morrison, of course, great Raiders linebacker too, joining us from L.A. Kirk, what's the initial reaction? You gave up 2 first-round picks and a 4th-round pick. That's a lot to give up. I mean, you didn't have Tlaib. You didn't have Marcus Peters, trades and injuries and whatnot. And so I think the team felt they had to make the move. But, boy, you paid a king's ransom for Jalen Ramsey.
Fricky, my man, this is a conversation that we can have off the air, because this is one in which I keep the group chat of text messages I got going, and I've already convinced so many of my friends that first-round picks don't mean anything in the NFL anymore. It's really about the right now. And when you think about giving up first-round picks and you really start to, like, dissect and look at the first round of the NFL draft and how many guys don't pan out, it's almost really a crapshoot. You know, guys asked yesterday, said, man, Kurt, what do you think about the Rams getting Jalen Ramsey? They gave up 2 firsts. I said, well, do you think the Chicago Bears wouldn't mind giving up 2 firsts for Khalil Mack again for what he was able to do? You know, you look at Deshaun Watson, what, you know, Houston had to give up to get him, or Patrick Mahomes, what Kansas City were giving up to get him. I think people feel that, look, if I can get that player right now, Jalen Ramsey is a certified top corner, one of the top corners in the NFL. Giving up a couple first-rounders for guys who you don't even know you may get or pan out, to me, I'm not really a big, you know, I just don't really care about first-round picks anymore, because I've seen it that it's so hard to pan out. I think if you think in Atlanta, how many first-round picks have really changed the Atlanta Falcons franchise outside of Michael Vick and Julio Jones? I mean, let's be honest, Vic Beasley's a first-round pick, and is he really changing the defense? It's like, I'll give up one for a premier pass rusher or something else. So, sorry I get on my tirade. Sorry about that. That's how I am about first-round picks.
Derek, we are like-minded, because we were just talking about this morning in the bullpen, and the example that I gave was Sean Ray from the Denver Broncos, who played for the Baltimore Ravens. First-round draft pick.
Shane Ray.
Got drafted the same year that Vic got drafted. Sitting at the crib.
Yeah.
Sitting at the crib.
Yeah.
Jalen Ramsey is
a NFL no more.
Yes, yeah. He's a proven commodity. That's why it's nothing to give up these first round draft picks. It's nothing to pay these guys and put them on a 5-year plan. Because at the end of the day, the NFL is making money hand over fist because they got the salary cap where they want it, and they're still making money. And these guys are not being in the league that long. They're not playing that long. So yeah, that I'm definitely with you on that one.
Yeah, no, I've come to that fruition. And look, it's to me like, look, I love draft picks in terms of if you're a team, but when I look at the way the Patriots trade out of round one, or even the Seattle Seahawks, how they traded out of round one and how they fared, it's really more about hitting in the rounds 3, 4, 5, and maybe even 6 and accumulate more of those picks, because those guys are more likely to hit than an actual first round or two. So that's just the hard part. And I think the first-round picks are more for a fan base, are more for the fans to say, oh, what we could possibly have. But if you're a team that thinks that they can win right now, I give up those draft picks. I'll tell you this, the Rams, it's funny, Fricky, but think about this. When we, as the Rams pregame and postgame, we don't even show up for the Thursday night of the NFL draft because the Rams are never participating in that first round. They haven't had a first-round pick since they returned to L.A. Jared Goff was the first one because he was the first overall, but outside of that, they will not draft in the first round till 2022.
Yeah, well, that was what I was going to ask. Kirk Morrison joining us live this morning from L.A. ahead of the Rams and Falcons on Sunday. And, Kirk, you mentioned Jared Goff, number one pick overall. What do you make of him? 78 yards last week. What do you make of his game right now?
You know, right now I think he's not where he needs to be. And I say a lot of that because the expectations have been put on him because of the contract that he signed this offseason. He's the number one overall pick, and yet he's still developing as a quarterback. I think the contract that he got was more of, you know, what he's going to do in the future, but not so much right now. Because, look, first and second year under Sean McVay, definitely looked like a different quarterback. But we're now seeing in the early part of 2019, without a healthy Todd Gurley, or Todd Gurley who we think should carry more of a load instead of this load management thing they got going on, that Jared Goff really looks like an ordinary quarterback, looks like a turnover machine. And so right now, a lot of people in Los Angeles are kind of scratching their heads that the two big investments for the Rams, Jared Goff this year, Todd Gurley the year before, right now, people are scratching their heads saying, man, I don't know if the Rams made the right moves when you look at the way their production has been since they signed these contracts.
Sports Radio 929 The Game, we're talking to Kirk Morrison, Rams pregame and postgame host. Aaron Donald this season seems like from afar that he is, you know, not having the same impact that he's had in the past. What are teams doing against him to make it look that way?
Well, he's having an impact, but his impact won't be in the stat sheet, right? You're going to look in the stat sheet and say, wow, he had 3 sacks today. That's not Aaron Donald anymore. Aaron Donald is affecting you in a different way. He's allowing other guys to go out and be successful. Clay Matthews missed his pass game, but Clay Matthews has 5 sacks on the year, 5.5 sacks already this season, where he only had 4 in Green Bay all of last year. Same with Dante Fowler. Look, Aaron Donald's presence has really helped out so many guys on the defensive front. It's helped out the linebacker, so to speak, but at the same time, it's not something in which, you know, I know he's frustrated, but he's constantly going to get double and triple teamed. We saw it last game. The 49ers made it a point to put 2 guys on Aaron Donald. That just frees up someone else. And now that you bring in that cover corner, that the guy who can play man-to-man, which Marcus Peters was a good corner, but he wasn't a man-to-man outside, look, me and you, mano-a-mano kind of guy. He was a zone corner. I think bringing Jalen Ramsey comes in now. I think now you got quarterbacks that may have to hold that ball for extra beats, for an extra half a second. And I think that's where Aaron Donald is probably going to flourish over the next 10 games for the Rams.
Well, get your workout in there, Kirk. I do appreciate your taking some time early this morning. Look forward to talking to you down the line.
John, Hugh, always a pleasure. Have a good one, fellas.
Go get it, man. Go get it.
Kirk Morrison.
I will.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. and great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.